So we took him to the vet and talked to Katkins, and they paid to have his eyes removed because he was having a lot of pain, pressure. And that was the best thing that happened to him. He is the happiest dog you can imagine. And we adopted him in May of 22, and we've had him ever since.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think I've bumped into pictures of Abe, even on your own Facebook account, but even in some, I feel like I've seen a pamphlet or something, somewhere I've seen a picture representing Katkins with you with the biggest smile I've ever seen on your face, hugging a dog. Is that...
He's a great dog.
That's Abe that I'm seeing in that picture?
He's a great dog. Actually on our KatkinsAnimalRescue.org. It's on our front page. If you scroll down to the bottom, it says volunteers, and there's a picture of Lori and Abe, and it's a really, really special story. It's one of the most special stories in my heart since I've started as manager at Katkins. And what was so special about it was the relationship that the Foxes formed with Abe before they ever intended to adopt him. They treated him like family, and they have another dog. They're both their own dogs now, named Rosie. Mm-hmm. And it took a while for Rosie to accept Abe, and they had a big crate in the middle of their house for him because they had cats, and had never been by a cat. So it wasn't an easy process like she made it sound. It definitely was a long process for them, and they hadn't decided yet to adopt him. But they loved him like he was their own before they ever decided to. And then once they finally realized, like, we're not giving this guy back, the love was already there, and he just eased right into the family.
Well, in all animals, regardless of their situation, they need effort and time and, of course, love. But what do you get when you combine effort and time? You get patience. And that's exactly what every animal deserves, regardless of situations. I mean, how many feral cats are absolute hams within a couple weeks of the right kind of attention? I think it's really easy to judge what you see. I think judging a book by its cover is regrettably easy when it comes to animals. But credit to people like you, Lori, who know that a little extra will be a lot extra given back to you in the love from that animal.
I think the main thing he had to learn was he had to learn how to trust. And animals are just like people in that way. They have to know they're loved, and they have to know who they can trust. And once they do that, you know, you don't have a problem. So Craig and I walk two dogs, and Abe follows along, listening to our feet. He's figured it out with his ears and his nose.
Well, just like Tanya said, you make it sound so easy, so simple, but time, love, effort, patience, just like I said. We covered a semi-embarrassing topic. I hate to put you on the spot earlier. You might have heard it, but each of us has side names for all of our pets. I've got Toby at home, and Toby is Toe Beans, and therefore he is Beans. He's Mr. Beans. He's all kinds of variations. I mean, he actually has, we've had him for about 3 or 4 months now, and he has begun to look up when he hears the word beans. So we know that the frequency is competing for his actual name. Would you please, if you'd be so kind, share with us one of your side names for Abe, or was it Rosie?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to, certainly, but I have to imagine that Rosie's got a really cute side name. I think Rosie Posey or something of that nature.
Well, her name's Rosie May.
That is...
She can be a challenge. She's a lot of energy. Abe is Abermeister.
Oh, okay.
Or Choppers. That's what Craig calls him.
Choppers.
Well, he has one top fang tooth that hangs down, and the other one doesn't have it. And when he smiles, you can always see that. And
oh, that's just, see, you could you could even just hear the affection in the description. Thank you for sharing that with us. I know it's a silly question, but believe me, I will, by my judgment, we're not in the top half of most embarrassing side nicknames shared today. Wigglebutt was on the list, and a lot of similar things. But no, thank you for sharing a little bit about Abe. I really love when you see, if you know a person well enough, you know that there's a smile that each of us has that's a little bit different when you couldn't hold it back if you wanted to. And that's that picture of you with Abe that's on KatkinsAnimalRescue.org. It's like, that's Lori Fox. She couldn't stop that smile if she wanted to. Check it out at KatkinsAnimalRescue.org. See that picture of Lori with Abe, and see a lot of pictures of adorable, adoptable animals, all at KatkinsAnimalRescue.org, 98QCountry.com. Click on Katkins Fundraiser at the top of the page, and then bid updates for a list at what items you can still bid on. I think we're probably less than half of these items left. A lot of bids have been getting updated. A lot of generous donations and pledges have been coming in. Northwoods Accounting Pike Lake heard that I would shave my head, so they decided to generously donate $100 to get us towards that goal. The current total, $6,539. We've got to take a quick break, and we will be back in just a minute here on 98Q Country. Lori, thank you for your time. You can, if you're going to hang out, we'd love to have you for an extra minute.
Thanks for asking.
We appreciate you so much. We're going to dive back into it. Word from sponsors. We'll be right back here on WCQM.
98Q Country.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as Vice President, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
For reliable auto service, visit Jay's Automotive on Highway 13 in Park Falls. From tires to transmissions, their ASE certified technicians handle it all. With almost a decade of trusted service, they offer quality repairs at affordable prices. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, with towing available. Jay's Automotive, they'll get you back on the road.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Join the Park Falls Chamber and local businesses for Fright Fest on Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The giant pumpkin drop will take place at 11 a.m. in Chrysler Park. The Phillips Children's Museum will offer games and activities. And then walk over to 2nd Avenue for Trunk or Treat, followed by the free movie Mummies, sponsored by NCCU at 2 p.m. Rain or shine, it'll be a spooktacular time.
Playing for a little sass with your gas? Chuck's Little Station Apprentice has you covered. Chuckle sass, yet Susie's got the gas, and Jennifer's award-winning pizzas will blow your taste buds away. Serve from 6:30 a.m. daily. Open bright and early. Go pay at the pump. Come in and say hi. Visit Chuck's Little Station in Prentice, Wisconsin.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Election day now 11 days out. Former President Trump conducting media interviews in Texas and later holds a rally in Michigan. Vice President Kamala Harris also in Texas for her rally.
Texas is not a battleground state, but she is going there because the campaign says it is ground zero for the fight for reproductive rights. She is, of course, appearing with Beyonce in her hometown of Houston, Texas, but they're also going to feature families that have been impacted by that state's strict abortion law, as well as people impacted by Georgia's strict abortion ban.
ABC's Karen Travers. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson calling for an investigation after the Wall Street Journal reported Elon Musk and Russian President Vladimir Putin were communicating secretly. Nelson says if true, it would raise national security concerns for NASA and Defense Department agencies. Cases rising in the McDonald's E. coli outbreak linked to onions used on its quarter pounder. One person has died. More than 70 others have been sickened. The item now off menus in affected states. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Tomorrow, it's Trunk or Treat over at Fright Fest at Chrysler Park. We spoke with Nick Glazier, road captain of the Mercer Loons, who said he's going to be making a return to Trunk or Treat this year.
I was at Trunk or Treat last year for the Loons, and wanted to come back. I got asked to come back by numerous people in the community and the chamber, because we are a part of the chamber in Park Falls as well as Mercer, because of our display. So, we'll be back here on Saturday on the 26th for Trunk or Treat. I will have a couple motorcycles down there, mine as well as yours, Dawson.
Absolutely.
And a couple of skeleton displays on them and everything like that, kind of like I did last year, but maybe a little more. Got a lot of candy to hand out to the kids. Just kind of here to support the community.
I think I might be stopping by down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, come on, if my own bike is going to be there, I better be there.
Yeah, you got to stop by. Anybody wants to stop by at Mercer Loon's tent, you know, wants a picture, absolutely. Come get a picture with the bikes.
Anybody who's, you know, kind of curious about them, feel free to stop and ask.
Oh,
Nick, we'll talk your ear off.
Absolutely.
I'm Austin Bermay, Civic Media News.
Big night for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers football team in primetime when they host number 3-ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30 in Madison. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on playing this one at Camp Randall Stadium.
Home field advantage is what you make of it. This place has been a home field advantage, you know, obviously over time. But you got to make it a home field advantage. I think that's one of those things that Coach Alvarez kept talking about, the environment and making this place a home field advantage. But you have to make it the home field advantage. You have to create some of those things. You have to generate the energy. And that's what our guys got to understand.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to face the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. Defensive backs Jaire Alexander and Keyshawn Nixon limited in practice but are expected to play. NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in their home opener. Doc Rivers on the Bucks' new guard Gary Trent Jr.'s performance in Philadelphia.
He was awesome. Physical, tough. He's got such a tough role because, you know, his job is to be the defender, and you can see he's doing it.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, cooler, lows in the upper 20s. Sunshine expected for the weekend, highs in the low 50s for Saturday to the upper 50s to near 60 Sunday. A chance of showers to start off early next week, but warmer. Currently 51 degrees. 98Q Country.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns. Down bar across the railroad track, I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one dreams dancing and out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers are running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only,
right, we've got a quick country tune for you here on 98Q Country. Here's How I'll Always Be from Tim McGraw. We're checking in with a couple more folks from Catkins, awesome volunteers and members of the official body. Tim McGraw first, more interviews up next on 98Q.
Beer joint in a fancy bar. I'm a little more sitting up high on the road than a little old car. I'm a little more bust your back than take it for free. That's how I'll always be. I'm a little more lose my temper than to sit on back. I'm a little more old Hank Williams than that candy crack. I love a flat but old front porch made of an old oak tree. That's how I'll always be. Straight dogs and guitars playing, one room churches, back road walks and front porch swinging, sunset skies, bonfire nights. I love the simple things. That's how I'll always be. I got friends that say I live a little like Cool Hand Luke. Fast cars and motorcycles, raising hill and cowboy boots. Sunday morning, I'll take the back row seat. That's how I'll always be. I'll always be a fan of old stray dogs and guitars playing, one room churches, back road walks and front porch swinging, sunset skies, bonfire nights. I love the simple things. That's how I'll always be.
church rock bouncing off a Chevy Fender. That feeling that you get first time she lets you kiss her. Rusty roofs that rattle when the rain is falling down. Handshake deals, fresh cut hay fields and hometowns. Well, I'll always be a fan of old stray dogs and guitars playing. One room churches, back road walks, and front porch swinging. Sunset skies, bonfire nights, I love the simple things. That's how I'll always be. That's how I'll always be. That's how I'll always be. That's how I'll always be.
All right, Greg Gunderson here in the 98Q Country Studios, feeling intimidated. I've got a lot of people here with me, and I'm starting to feel threatened since I threw down the gauntlet and offered to shave my head if we get a $10,000 total donation slash bid total for the Catkins Animal Rescue 12-hour radio broadcast marathon we've been doing here today. Less than an hour ago, I threw the gauntlet down. I will shave my head if we get to 10 grand. The buzzer is looming behind me. I don't know how I should feel about the fact that there's been a surge of donations and of pledges since I made that offer, but that was in fact the goal. I won't pretend
I'm sarcastic remarks which we haven't shared with you.
Morning guy, go away.
Thank you, great fan club. Great fan club.
Oh yeah, well yeah, I actually really would like to thank everybody who's donating, helping me. I will shave my head twice if that's what it takes to get 10 grand for an organization as worthy as Catkins Animal Rescue. Find them at catkinsanimalrescue.org. Find the items that you can bid on at 98qcountry.com. Click the Catkins fundraiser button and then the bid updates button. The red items are closed out. Yellow items are closing out soon, and we just added a few items to the closing soon list, including item number 50, the handmade snowman, currently at $20. Item 52, the Winterwoods basket, last one of three, soon to close out at 4:30. That'll close. It's at $25 right now. The Kelsey's Corner SH Studio basket, item number 62, is $60 right now. And item number 69, the large cat door, $20 for the moment. All these items closing out at 4:30 p.m. We've got the VIPs in the studio, though. I've got Joni Shire and Janet Hoffman, foster volunteers, longtime supporters, laundry volunteers, adopters, every title available. I've got to figure out getting that microphone up, Tanya, so forgive me, you'll have to borrow from Big G for now.
Nope, I'm good.
But over here on this mic, I do have it functional. How are you two doing today?
Good.
We were saying hello a moment ago and talking about, well, so on the list here of what you do specifically, Janet, the laundry volunteer. And I was asking, okay, if you've got a whole title for that, that generally means there's more to it than most people expect, which is any job in the world, frankly. Unless you've done it, you probably don't know what all goes into it. Why don't you let us know what somebody who's taking care of all the adorable adoptable animals does in a laundry sense?
So we wash all of their bedding, their mats that they sleep on, all of their toys.
That was the one that surprised me, the toys. So, I mean, how many toys are there at Catkins? Do we have an estimate?
Lots of toys.
We're talking probably three digits of toys.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely. Well, I know how many we've got for my one dog. Yeah. I know how many Walmart trips turn into we're getting another dog toy trips. I'm sure nobody can relate. By the way, cost of entry to the studio today, we've all been sharing our pets' side names. So if you two would be so kind, I'll put you on the spot. What pet from your past, from current, had a side name? For me, it's our buddy Toby. He's the station dog here at 98Q Country. He's Toby, therefore he's Toe Beans, and therefore he is Beans. He's our buddy Beans. So if you would, please share for us the real name of the pet and what you've morph that into, please.
So we have Abby, and we call her Abadale because she's a Labrador.
Okay.
And then we have Fritzy, but I probably can't say that on the line because it would be a swear word, but she is Fritzy the, you know.
I'm so glad that where my mind immediately went wasn't, I thought I was like, oh man, here I am being a teenager, and I wasn't going to say anything, but all of our teenage minds were gratified. All right, Joni, if you'd be so kind.
Sure. We've had a lot of pets, but one we had a dog, a 17-year-old dog, and
Her name was Pup, which is very original. And for some reason, we just always called her Pooper.
You know what? See, that's the thing is Tanya, I won't reveal anything you shared with us, but you said that you didn't share the most embarrassing of nicknames that you've got because, quote, they were weirder than ours, I think, was something to that effect. You said that yours were, I think I might want to call your bluff. I'm not going to ask you to share, but I'm willing to bet if we all tipped our hands, we'd all have a lot of really weird pet nicknames. I think there's like, it's one of those things that people would never talk about at a party, but if we were willing to, we'd find way more common ground than you probably expect.
We'll do it on the air.
I'll tell you what, if nothing else, is one of the marks of how much we love these animals. If you love animals that much, or if you just want to give to a good cause, head online to 98qcountry.com. Take a look at the items that you can still bid on. We've got some that are closing out in just a few minutes. Or just pledge or donate, especially since I mentioned I'll shave my head if we hit 10 grand by 6 o'clock. We've got Northwoods Accounting in Pike Lake, $100, an anonymous donation of $20. I also wanted to highlight all the anonymous donors. We've got various amounts, everywhere from $100 to just $5. We've got a couple donations of $5 that I love as much as each and every donation on the list and all the bids that come in. There's no such thing as a donation too small. So if you've got $5 handy, if you've got a little bit of time handy and you want to volunteer, head online to catkinsanimalrescue.org. It's the place to start. But be careful, you might fall in love with an adorable, adoptable animal. catkinsanimalrescue.org. So I've got you here, Joni. I've got your number here. I've got your description here down as foster volunteer and longtime supporter. As we've learned throughout the day, we've been going since 6 a.m. and it seems most people seem to start as a dog walker and then inherit responsibilities. Would that describe your path too at Catkins?
No, not actually. I haven't been a dog walker.
Okay.
But I started way back when Laura had a little shed on her dad's property.
Oh, wow.
And had a... just a handful of cats.
The private property origins of Catkins, yes.
Right. And she would do all the cleaning, and I would get to play with the cats. And then it turned into a situation where we were going to get a ton of cats in. She needed a newer place, so she put up a newer shed at her house. And then I went into cleaning and feeding the cats and... but mainly took care of cats. Yeah. Then I took a break from Catkins and came back last year, my husband and I did, and we're fostering dogs, mainly puppies. And so we are our last puppy, our seventh foster for the year, got adopted on Sunday.
Oh, congratulations. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely awesome. What was that puppy's name?
Juniper.
Oh, that's right, Juniper. I always want to say Jupiter.
Juniper. See, that's the thing. I've got Beans. I've got Mr. Clambersnarf. These are all the same 40-pound pile of fur. But it's just at any point, yeah. Wherever you catch me in my thinking, forgive me. It's like when a waiter times the hello there. How are you doing? Yeah. After the first bite, I caught you mid thought.
Right. And she went to another Catkins volunteer who has other dogs. So, I mean, we were thrilled. Just a perfect situation.
Oh, see, that seems to be the main hazard of working at Catkins is falling in love with more animals than you intend to whatsoever. I think that's probably most emblematic of anything I've heard. It's the worst indictment about the place. You will end up with a dog if you end up volunteering there. That's why I don't know. I'd love to volunteer on top of full time, but I don't. I almost adopted a dog today. I was there making that video for about 20 minutes, and it just holy cow. But if you'd like to submit an application for any of the animals currently available from Catkins, find them all at catkinsanimalrescue.org. Later today, probably at about the time we end the broadcast, we'll be posting a video of the tour that I took, generously provided by Tanya. We took a look at all of the dogs and the cats currently at Catkins. And anytime that a new cat comes in, we have to have one adopted to make room, though it does seem that the you guys are willing to make exceptions, not necessarily officially, but I feel like I've seen that number of total cats increase just slightly every once in a while. I mean, I was there earlier, and I can't say enough about how well taken care of those animals are. And that said, that's not to say that you don't need more volunteers. So even just a little bit of time each week, a couple hours each week goes a long way, socializing the dogs, walking them. Joel mentioned earlier that a dog is a lot of energy that needs to be burned every day. Alternatively, it is a source of items destroyed, littered about your house. Those are the two. That's the binary choice, especially if you've got a German Shepherd anything mix. You've got a lot of running to do, literally and figuratively. So if you're the right person for the job, if you know what you're getting into, or if you want to ask some questions about the adoption process, catkinsanimalrescue.org. Let's take a look here. What do we got items-wise? We're closing out some items. Technically, right here at 4:30 was going to be the time. I think, as has been kind of the theme here lately, I'll let a couple country tunes play. We'll set our sights on the next batch of items to close out. We'll take a quick break, and Rodney Atkins is hanging out here on 98Q Country. We've got Big G, we've got Joni, we've got Janet, we've got Tanya, we've got me, Greg Gunderson, here in the 98Q Country studios until 6 o'clock. Shaving my head if we reach 10 grand. Currently at 65.59, that's just a little over 3 grand left. There's a business out there who wants to see me shave my head. I just know it. Call us, 715-762-3221.
Happy Halloween! No, I don't know how to laugh. Give me a laugh. Ready? Happy Halloween! Oh, forget it.
All right, happy Halloween.
98Q Country.
Well, you know those times when you feel like there's a sign there on your back. Says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, slow down. If you're scared, don't show it. You might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving. Face that fire. Walk right through it. You might get out. For the devil even knows you're
with that.
Happy Halloween.
98Q Country. Country.
I'm actually going to hop in a little earlier than originally planned. We are taking a look at the items that were set for closeout at 4:35. We're going to take what's yellow and make it red right here, right now. But first, we're going to let Big G issue a challenge. Big G, I'm going to turn this microphone on. What have you got for us?
All right. I just want to say, man, you know, this is such a great cause here. And, you know, these folks at Catkins, they give a lot to the animals. But when you adopt an animal, they give a lot to you, too. So it's really a great relationship. And, man, Gray, I know I was talking to you earlier. I said you better take a good look in the mirror because, you know, I think we're going to hit 10 grand. I got a good feeling about it.
I'm worried about why you think so.
And the Fifield Lions Club, I'm the senior trail twister for the Fifield Lions Club. And the club, our Fifield Lions Club, is doing a $100 donation. And I want to put a challenge out there to the Park Falls Lions, the Glidden Lions, the Hazelhurst Lions, the Phillips Lions, the Prentice Lions, to match our donation. So, and then all of a sudden, I put this out on our Lions Club text chat there. And the members stepped forward and donated another $200.
Oh, boy.
So $300 donation from the Fifield Lions Club for the radio broadcast for Catkins. And then my good friends from Schwammen Home Furnishings, Marcus, Trent, and Dave over there, the Billards there that own Schwammen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and also up on Main Street in Ashland, they are going to pledge $300.
Holy
cow. So we got another $600 to add to the total here for Catkins. So.
Well, thank you so much to everybody listed above for your generous donations towards, not me shaving my head, that's not what it's for, but it's a great reward that you'll get in a Facebook post for donating to Catkins Animal Rescue.
As one of the great pets would have said, "Rot Rose, groovy.
Oh,
you're in trouble. Rot Rose."
Now, next Thursday is Halloween, you know, and I thought, well, you know, if Gray's shaved and he's bald, I come up with a good Halloween costume for you. I don't know if you remember the Harlem, I'm a little before your time, but the Harlem Globetrotters.
They're still around. You see highlights on YouTube.
Yeah, but Curly there. He was a guard there, and he was totally bald, so I thought we could dress you up as a Harlem Globetrotter next Thursday, and you could stand out here and pass out candy out here at 4 o'clock next Thursday on Halloween.
Oh, okay, so you're saying I need to up the ante a little bit and promise more than just shaving my head.
Well, you know, I was talking to Brianna earlier, and I don't want to speak for her, but I know she's got a Velma costume, and I'm thinking about pulling old Frankenstein out of this.
So you want to get the full Scooby-Doo
routine? So we might be doing a little, you know, next week Halloween, so why not dress up? So.
Holy cow. Okay, all right, I'll accept that. So if we do hit 10 grand and I therefore have to shave my head, we'll incorporate it into an awesome Scooby-Doo themed Halloween costume done by the whole station here, including potentially me and, well, maybe Brianna, Big G for sure. I'm not going to make a promise for her until I hear it from her. But we're updating the list of bid amounts right now. The current total, which I think might still be a bit fluid, just over $6,700. An absolutely incredible amount, but I'll tell you what, it just has me wanting more. We want to hit at least 8 grand. We really want to hit 10 grand. And if we hit 10 grand, I will shave my head and apparently give away some candy in an uglier disguise than I normally wear. We've also just closed a few items. What were yellow items closed out just a moment ago. Item number 50, the handmade snowman. Item 52, the last Winterwoods basket. 62, the Kelsey's Corner and SH Studio basket. And item number 69, the big cat door have all now closed out. Take a look at the bid updates page for updates on what you can bid on. Almost like that's what that title means. There's only a few items left. I will say I think we're certainly over half of the items are closed out now. So take a good look before you send in bids, which you can send in by email or by texting us through the Civic Media app. Or, of course, give us a call, 715-762-3221. We're here in studio. We'll be here all the way until 6 p.m.
Right, enough out of you, Gray. All right. We're at like a $7,300 or so, I think, close to. We're getting close to it. So,
oh no,
Mrs. Shire, Mrs. Hoffman, it's time for you to tell our 98Q listeners how good Gray would look bald. All right,
just, he would look pretty great.
He would. Yeah. Mrs. Shire?
Oh, it would be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
And this comes from two of the most awesome teachers that the Park Falls has ever seen. So it's legitimate. Mrs. Hoffman, Mrs. Shire, everybody knows how awesome teachers they were. It comes from them. So you should call right now and pledge and make Gray a bald man.
Did you say $7,200?
I think with what Big G added on, I think it's up to over seven.
Oh,
I believe.
Oh, man. Make me eat my words. 98QCountry.com. Call us 715-762-3221. We've got to take a quick break for the Motorsports Minute from the Big Dipper Bar, as well as a check of the weather. We'll be right back to face my fate and pick the next round of items for closeout. If you'd like to pledge, 715-762-3221. It's all going to a great cause, CatkinsAnimalRescue.org. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of the Motorsports Minute on 98Q Country is brought to you by the Big Dipper Bar. Visit the Big Dipper Bar on Shady Knoll Road, 18 miles east of Fifield, or come by ATV or snowmobile. Open Thursday through Sunday with music every weekend. Try my favorite, Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays, or the best pizza around every day. Find the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook.
I'm living and loving every day.
Byron on Battling Up Front. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Months of preparation, thousands of green flag laps, and enough drama to make your heart skip a beat. All to get here, the NASCAR playoffs.
Turning off the heat.
Each week, Steve Letarte, Mamba Smith, and myself, Shannon Spake, break down the road to the championship. The favorites, the underdogs, and those on the outside looking in. Don't be on the outside, be on the inside. It's NASCAR Inside the Playoffs on True TV.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
Consistently competing at the front of the NASCAR Cup Series field is the best way to carve out success. William Byron is well aware of this simple truth. Fourth in the playoff standings, the Hendrick Motorsports pilot is gunning for a return trip to the Championship Four by doing just that.
It's really just running up front, and I feel like if you run up front, you're going to be in contention and you're going to be one of those guys to win. So yeah, it's a unique format. For the most part, if you're running up in the top four or five guys, you're going to give yourself a chance to get to Phoenix and win one of these next two.
To help hurricane recovery efforts, go to redcross.org to make a financial or blood donation. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I'm Richard Pulcher, 68th Assembly candidate. The Walker Republican Legislature passed Act 10 limiting workers' rights. This drove the most skilled workers from the state. Now Wisconsin has a critical worker shortage. I was a Teamsters Local 662 steward for 19 years. I support repealing Act 10 and making Wisconsin worker friendly.
Paid for by the Price County Democrats.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips. Good afternoon. We're coming to the end of the day. How did your investments perform today? Is it time to apply for Social Security benefits? Or maybe you've retired and you have to figure out what to do with your 401k. So many questions can be overwhelming. Let the experienced team at Forward Investment Services guide you through the steps needed to meet all of your financial goals. Learn more online at forward.bank/investments or visit their Park Falls or Phillips locations. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantees. May lose value. Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Tony Line Express Station, Highway 70 between Fifield and Monaco is your one-stop shop. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. For anglers, grab live bait, tackle, and a St. Croix rod. Campers, they've got firewood and propane. Hunters, get your DNR licenses here. Check out large liquor selection, including wine. Explore up north apparel. Stock up on groceries, snacks, premium fuel, diesel, and lottery tickets. Plus, enjoy 10% off all Stearns life jackets for the whole family. They also have an ATM, deer corn, and apples are coming soon. Tony Line Station, Highway 70 West, Monaco, Wisconsin.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, cooler, lows in the upper 20s. Sunshine expected for the weekend, highs in the low 50s for Saturday to the upper 50s to near 60 Sunday. A chance of showers to start off early next week, but warmer. Right now it's 53.
All right. Beautiful day in the Northwoods here on 98Q Country. We're just chatting about the weather, the beautiful day, and about what brings us to Park Falls. A bunch of Park Falls folks here in the 98Q Country studios just chatting away about the day and creeping slightly uncomfortably close to the donation amount for which I promised to shave my head. Yeah, Joel is suddenly found his second wind as he sees that we're at $7,724. Shout out to Austin, Fifield Lions Secretary Austin, and other Fifield Lions Club members for their donations, but also Deb Hyde popped up here on the donation list. Huge shout out, Miss Hyde. We had such a nice chat the other day, and now you're trying to push me to shave my head. We'll talk. I think we're due for another nice chat. But please, seriously, folks, I want to shave my head, and I want to give away candy dressed as whatever Big G wants to put my bald self into costume-wise, because that is a sign that we've hit a fantastic donation milestone for Catkins Animal Rescue. I call them the no-kill shelter of the Northwoods. I think I've seen that branding for you guys before. I think that's perfect, because there's a frightening number of shelters that don't fit that bill, and I understand things have to be what they are sometimes, but Catkins loves every animal that comes into their doors as much as they possibly can, and they're seeking to expand that number, how many animals they can love at a given time. So if you've got extra time, if you've got extra pet supplies, if you've got extra money, I know extra money laying around isn't as frequent as it may have once been, but at the same time, I'm also seeing a whole bunch of pledges come in when I promise to shave my head. There's another one coming in right now. Who is this coming from? We'll have to see here. But we're also going through and marking items in the yellow on the bid update sheet. which you can find 98qcountry.com. Click the Catkins fundraiser button, then click bid updates. It's a link in black text just below the picture of their sign. I'm seeing another $150 pledge coming in. We've got a lot of anonymous pledges. I've got pledges everywhere from $5 to $500. Seriously, multiple $5 pledges. Only one $500 pledge, which I'll tell you straight up, I've been saying it all day. I expected a $500 pledge at some point. It kind of feels like there's another one out there somewhere. It kind of feels like some other business, probably another business or organization, looking to give to a good cause. I don't know. Give us a call. 715-762-3221. Prove me right. Prove me wrong. I think it'll work either way, as long as we get attention to a worthy cause, and that cause is Catkins. Right now, we've got the last of our scheduled featured guests here. I've got Joni Shire. I've got Janet Hoffman here with me, the VIPs, best for last, as it was described. We've been talking about everything to do with Park Falls, as happens when multiple Park Falls people occupy the same room. I thank you guys so much for spending some time with us here today. Everyone from Catkins has been absolutely awesome, yourselves included. What if you had to do you have a I don't think it's even fair to even ask this, but do you have a favorite Catkins memory? Does something spring to the front of your mind? You're nodding over there, Janet. I'm going to give you the microphone. You look like you had something spring to mind when I said, what is your favorite Catkins memory? Maybe something from early on, or a particular animal that you may have adopted accidentally. What springs to mind for you?
Well, I have two of them. My first one would be our cat Marmalade. My husband wanted an orange cat really bad, so my son and I went out and picked him out. I picked a different orange one, but my son picked the other one, and he is the best cat in the world. He is honestly like a dog. He just follows us around everywhere. He could care less if the naughtiest dog walked into our house. He's so laid back.
The chill cat.
He's kind of like Garfield, you know, that orange.
I must ask.
Yes.
I've heard it said that amongst all orange cats in the world, there is one brain cell that they rotate. And like each cat gets a share, maybe once for a couple seconds a day. Does that track with your experience with Marmalade?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. There's actually a whole online forum out there. I don't want to call attention to Reddit. It's not the place it used to be, but there is a forum on Reddit. Of course, Reddit, if anything, is good for cat pictures. Uh-huh. And there is a subreddit out there called One Orange Brain Cell. And I immediately picture that old adage that there's only one fruitcake in the world and we just pass it all along amongst ourselves. Apparently, orange cats and the brain cell. You said you had two, though. What
yes,
is the second?
And then, so the other one that I got was our Fritzy. She came from a very, very bad situation, and Tanya and everyone at Catkins did so much work to get her up to weight. She was 6 pounds when they found her, and she's now 41 pounds.
Wow.
And she is amazing. She is just so much fun. She is naughty. She's brought so much joy into our house. And I can just say adopting dogs and cats is the best feeling in the world. We've adopted five or six so far. And there's just nothing like it. They love you so much, and you just love them more because you want to make sure that they're happy. And it's the best feeling in the world. And Catkins is probably the best animal shelter out there because they do care so much about the animals, and they make sure that they go to the right home, so they kind of know you and they know the animals. In fact, my little sister lives in she lives by Minneapolis and White Bear Lake, and she comes here to get her cats because she just loves Catkins. And so, yeah. It's a great place.
You used a phrase that I've heard quite a few times today that's kind of burning itself in, which is, there's nothing like it. I've heard that a couple times. Adopt an animal, love a dog, love a cat, there's nothing like it. And I can't say that I've experienced everything out there in the world. Specifically, that comes to mind is that I'm not a father at the current moment, but I've heard that all the time, and I know I've had a lot of parents in here saying it today. There's nothing like it. So I'm not going to compare the two, but I'm willing to bet those two in the near the very top of human experiences, the rewarding experience that is learning an animal. And I mean, anybody who's spent time with their first cat, and like the questions that you have to ask yourself, you might feel insane for a bit, is like, I think I might actually understand what that piece of body language means. Mm-hmm. And what you can do once you learn those small building blocks, absolutely incredibly rewarding of an experience. 100% of the time, I will say that confidently. With Toby, with Lou, every family member I've ever had, there's a process, and that process is, holy cow, the feeling when you realize, wow, this animal trusts me. Mm-hmm. That first time they lay their head on your lap, it's like, wow, that is a more significant thing than anyone would guess, and you don't know it until this. You got the, it's like a softball size. Just the cuteness, aggression kicks in. It's like, wow, you just, I love you. Oh my gosh. So I think everybody here probably knows what crazy, silly thing I'm describing and feeling very silly for saying, but I'm amongst fellows, I know. We've got the embarrassing pet names have already been shared. So.
And it's funny that you say that, because with Fritzy, she automatically took to me, but it took her a long time to take to my husband. And his heart was just broken, and he just could not get her. And now they are like besties. We were taking a ride last night, and he was holding her hand, and she was letting him. And so it's great.
All right. We'll tell a couple more pet stories. We've got to take a really quick break. We'll check in with Joni Shire, also here with us from Catkins, Janet Hoffman, Tanya, the manager at Catkins. We've even got Joel in the studio. He's about to steal a microphone. I feel like I'm about to learn how close I am to shaving my head.
Folks, we got 1 hour, and we got about $2,000 to get to. So we're at almost $8,000. So we got 1 hour to go. So now's the time. If you know Greg Gunderson, if he's ever done anything to spite you, now is the time to get revenge, because we will shave his head soon. But we need to get to $10,000. So 715-762-3221 if you're a business and you want to throw a couple hundred bucks out there, maybe put a shout out to somebody else. Let's do it. 6 o'clock is the deadline. We've come this far, so let's finish it off. Even $5, $10. You don't have to be the big donor. You can be just a little donor. Give us a call. Brianna's on the phone out there. We have only one line ringing in. So call back if it's busy, and let's get it done. By the time the news is done and we come back on the other side, let's see if we can't finish this out.
Now, if you've known me from a teenager, you've probably had the thought, I'd like to shave that guy's head. Or something similar. Let's be real. Go ahead, mull on that. Give us a call, 715-762-3221. We're just mullet over 2,000. No mullets. we are shaving my head. If we get it to 10 grand by 6 o'clock. I'm not just giving this away for free. Call 715-762-3221. You can text us through the Civic Media app. You can email us, wcqm@civicmedia.us.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay. My fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers. Like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair, front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Rev up your engines and save big at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Attention, first-time customers. Enjoy exclusive discounts, $25 off any repair or maintenance of $100 or more, $50 off with a $250 expenditure, and $100 off repairs, $750 or more. And that's not all. Get complimentary fuel treatment with every oil change service while supplies last. Visit them on Highway 13 in Park Falls for worry-free fall-color drives. D&D Tire and Auto Center, your one stop for savings and service.
Make fall cleanup quick and easy, and save big money at Menards. From chainsaws, hedge trimmers, to blowers and more, Works Power Tools and Lawn Equipment have the power for you to get the job done faster and easier. Check out Menards' entire selection of Works Power Tools and Lawn Equipment. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Again, Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gaines scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gaines scent beads. Try Gaines scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Cruise weight loss is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness.